Okay. Hey Google, what's today's date?
It's Monday, May 16th, 2022.
Hey Google, what time is it?
8:59 a.m.
Okay, so I'm just going to get right to it. Yesterday, on Sunday, my right arm was punched and pinched and stabbed for a really long time. Like all day, and that's like a feeling that I don't typically get. Usually it's my left leg that does that, and it's because of what Allegheny Health Network snuck in my body during a hysterectomy. I was also digitally raped in my vaginal area last night going to pick up my daughter Kayla from her job. So I left here at 10. And I had to pick her up from her job. And I was digitally raped from the time that I left to pick her up and went to pick her up at her job. When I was sitting out at the Zone 28, there were two people sitting on the curb. And they kind of walked up to my car. I think they thought I was an Uber. But then this young white lady came and picked up these two black kids that were waiting on the curb. I guess she was the Uber. And as I was sitting there, after they left, my head was then, it felt like a circular, somewhat, it felt, I can't, I'm gonna just describe it the way that, the best way I can. It felt like someone put like a cup, like, because you know how the cup is circular at two sections of my head. So and then those two sections got really, really numb, kind of like you're doing an extraction, like pulling something out. Because what I did was I felt it while I was sitting there waiting for my daughter, and then I took my own hands, my thumb and my four fingers, and I kind of did a circular gesture to the section where it was, where I felt the sensations at the first. It was the back left side of my head. Then it was the right side of my head. And then when I was getting digitally raped driving to pick up my daughter, I like adjusted my body so that I would not feel it as much. And then my middle finger got buzzed. So the stuff that's happening to me is horrific. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's horrific. And I just ignore it all because I already know what this tech is. I know how I've had it in my body for 7 years. When my daughter got in the car, I didn't even mention it. I wasn't gonna say nothing about it. And she started with me first. My daughter's been doing a lot of thinking. And, she's wrote me a letter and she's asking valid questions. So she was like, one of the questions she asked was, when you bought this house and you moved us into this house, what were you doing when you moved up here? So I had, she caught me off guard because I had just been digitally raped. Burn, not burn, but like some type of numb extraction in my head, and then my right arm had been twisted. But I tried to answer her. I said, I think when I moved here, I was doing real estate, and I tried to pick up what I was doing with Arise. So I was, but it took me a minute to answer her because, and I said, I actually did apply for a job when I moved here. I applied for a couple of jobs. I even told her one specific job I applied for. I said, number one, y'all were small. And y'all got out of school at 3 o'clock. And I told her I applied for several jobs. And one of them, I specifically remember doing it in person because most of them I would do online, was I said, even though I had a bunch of degrees, I did not know Pittsburgh that well. And I applied at the video store because I used to work at a video store, video library on University of Penn's campus. I worked there and I worked at Drexel full time and I was a Drexel full time student. So it was like, and I love movies. So, and it was right up the street from my daughter's school and we had just moved here and my daughter was like 7 at the time and I didn't even know Pittsburgh. But even with that, I was still doing real estate. And on top of that, I still was in training with Arise, but I backed it up. I backed up my words, even though I hesitated when I was in the car because I had to think about it. I sent my daughter my pay stubs and they were one of the, my last one was March of 2015, 2 months before Dr. Frederick B. Price snuck this illegal surgical implant in my body that twists my ligaments, burns my skin, digi-rapes my vaginal area and my rectum, vibrates my body, rings my ears, shocks my fingers, all kinds of stuff. So I backed up my words. And then I also sent her a commission transaction that I got paid for one, using all of my money to buy Taylor Avenue, which is where we live at, which is a 5-bedroom 2-car garage, 3-full bath house that does need renovations. But my daughter is young. She doesn't understand a lot of things. And I've tried to explain it in other recordings. But at one point when I moved here, I had excellent credit. I moved here. My car was paid off. I had like a minivan that I had paid on time, paid off. I bought my house cash. And I put electricity and plumbing in it. So I was in the upper seat when I moved here. But when I moved here, a lot of things happened. I told my daughter, you know, that someone would come in every night, like at 2 a.m. they would come and bang on the back of my door and scare my kids. And I didn't understand why someone was doing that. And I actually documented it. Like I sent emails to my family about these things. I said that someone was throwing eggs at our house at night. Someone keyed my car. I didn't know anyone here. So why would someone key my car? I filed a police report for that. Someone keyed my car. I called the police when it happened. They came out. I documented that. I documented that someone was banging on our door at 2 a.m. every night when we first moved here and then throwing eggs at our house. I documented that. I documented that someone had came when I would leave my house, someone would come in my house and destroy my plumbing. And I had to spend, I spent $400 replacing meters, a water meter in my house. One time this plumber person came in and said, someone poked holes through your water meter. Someone literally poked holes through my water meter and I had to go and buy a second one from the water department. And that was when we first moved here. I didn't know anyone. So I'm not making, and also when I first moved here, I didn't even have my hearing yet for my disability. So all these things were happening to, I feel like, get me ready for the cover up when Dr. Fred Price snuck this implant in my body, because so that when I told my daughter, I said, you know, what could he possibly been trying to accomplish by sneaking an implant in my body, not telling me about it, and then using it to hurt me at schools and in public areas and burn me and stab me and twist my ligaments and choke me and vibrate my body and pin stab my skin when I'm at a basketball game, when I'm at soccer, when I'm at the grocery store? What could he possibly have been trying to accomplish? I didn't have any training with this technology. I never consented to it. I didn't even know that it was in my body, but I felt it. I felt when I would go to the grocery store, go to my kid's school, my head would get dinged. My butt would get vibrated and pin stabbed. I would get digitally raped in my rectum and my vaginal area. My skin, top of my head would get burned. My legs and my arms would get twisted. And it seemed to me to be systematic, timed, and controlled, which to me is deliberate. I even said in previous recordings that at 5 a.m. for like 2 weeks in a row at 5 a.m., my left shoulder would get vibrated at like clockwork. So if something happens the same way at the same time, every day, then that means that one, it's calculating, it's coordinated, it's timed, it's systematic, it's controlled, which it's not sporadic, it's not random. So, you know, 5 a.m. same day for 2 weeks. I did recordings about that back in 2015 and 2016. Then I would be fine. And as soon as I walk into a certain location, or if I walk up to the cashier, I would be fine. Then I walk up to the cashier and all of a sudden I would get stabbed in my temple or something would happen. I really just felt that that was to like get me to respond in not a favorable way. Like I felt like it was meant to get me to like either reflex, be irritable, snap, maybe do something violent or say something crazy, you know, all these things. The bottom line is I have this implant, and what Dr. Fred Price did to me was intended for terrorism. He thought that the pain would make me violent and make me do something to hurt myself or other people. And I just didn't respond that way. And I believe that all the things that happened leading up to my surgery was to be able to scapegoat. If in fact this technology worked the way they intended when they attacked me in public areas and I responded in a violent way, or I did something that was, something that would land me on the news or whatever, they could just lie and say that I was crazy. My surgery was planned way before I got on that table. My surgery was planned way before. You think putting an implant in a Black woman and not telling no one, and then using that implant to attack that woman, me, in public areas, and you don't think the average person would have done something or responded unfavorably? You don't think that they didn't think ahead of time what happens when we start testing this on her and she does something bad? Oh, we know. We can say she's crazy. They fucking planned my surgery. I just was not a part of the plan. My body was a part of the plan. I was not. I didn't ever consent to Dr. Fred Price putting an implant in my body. I consented to a hysterectomy. And even that, I consented because they gave me false, misleading information that made me think that that's what I needed was a hysterectomy, when really I didn't even need that hysterectomy. So they used the hysterectomy as a cover for their science project. And then they set me up before the surgery to lead me up to that point to make it look like I was crazy so that it would give them cover when and if I had a negative a catastrophic response to all the things that they were doing to my body. So I, you know, the bottom line is I documented a lot of the things that happened to me in 2014 in writing. I with a stamped time date receipt of what was going on with me. And my one daughter was 7. I believe she said she was 7. And the other one was 8. Okay. And my son, I guess he was like 10, right? Because he's 2 years older. So, if I got the ages wrong at the time, I'm just going off of what my daughter said, my two daughters said yesterday. She was like, I was 7. So, I mean, of course I could do the math, but I went to my receipts, my documentation of all the things that was being done to me before my surgery, and my pay stubs before my surgery and what I was doing. And my daughter, you know, she tried to, she tried to demean me, but in a way, I always think my kids are real smart. Because regardless of her trying to demean me, she was logically trying to make sense of things, because it didn't make sense to her. She was like, you know, you moved us up here into a house that was, you know, torn, you know, down. What were you doing? And I was like, well, number one, before we moved here, I was renting and I was teaching. But I was a substitute teacher. And in the summers, you don't work in the summers. You don't get paid unless you are full-time staff. Substitute teachers only get paid during the year. At one point when I was substitute teaching, I was making $177 an hour as a substitute for a long-term position. I was in school for my master's, and I graduated from Grand Canyon University. And then I started to do I became a paraeducator, and I was doing that online for a while. And then I started working for Disney. And then I also already had my insurance licenses, and I used to be a mortgage broker a long time ago when I was married to my husband. So I kept my insurance licenses. I kept my real estate licenses. So I also was doing open enrollments with Medicare, which also any insurance agent that ever does open enrollment for Medicare knows that that is a cyclical position. But I also was a mom with three small kids who had just separated from my husband. So I was doing a lot. And I mean, I was going to school full time for my master's. I was working. I worked all the way up until when I moved here. I even was in training when I moved here. But my daughter doesn't know all of that. She was small. So she was kind of like trying to, She's angry. Then she was saying something about, you know, we wore coats. And I was like, when we slept, and I was like, right, what do you think? I said, they put an implant in my body in 2015. They turned off my water. And then we were cold because we had the baseboard heaters. And I said, what do you think they were trying to do by sneaking an implant in my body and then turning off my water with my small kids in the house? And then y'all is sleeping in coats and then attacking me at y'all schools and in public areas, burning me, twisting my ligaments, digi raping me, vibrating me, ringing my ears. My first, not my first patent, but one of my patents, the bendable pillow headsets, was as a result of the ringing in my ears that started from this surgery. But my daughter was small. So she wrote me a letter to explain how it was for her, from her reality, how she saw it as a child. And I'm not mad at her at all. And I feel like she needed to confront me with it. It was hurtful, you know, and I feel bad that I feel bad that she's angry. I would be angry too. Like, I feel like I can't really do anything about how she feels, but to just tell her, fill in the blanks for her as to what was going on. But I sometimes, at first I was like, someone must be in her ear, you know, saying this. Well, what was your, because I got a lot of haters that be all up in my business trying to figure out what was you doing? Like, I literally feel like there's people, like when I would go to Starbucks, like people would roll their eyes at me, like, how dare you be here? And I'm like, well, why can't I be here? I mean, how dare you put an implant in my body? How dare you sneak an implant in my body and use it to burn me, stab me, choke me, rape me, twist my ligaments, ring my ears, vibrate my body, and not tell me about it? Nothing. And then when I don't respond the way that y'all thought I would respond, and then you realize that this is more, it communicates more than pain, and then you start using it to communicate ASL and Morse code, and you start using it in other sectors. But when you put it in my body in 2015, y'all was trying to create terrorism. So how dare you put something in my body and not tell me about it? Anyone that has this tech in their body has had training. Anyone that has had this tech in their body consented. I never had training and I never consented. And it was used on me to attack me and to hurt me. And I did not respond in the way that they thought or intended. And so that was a recalibration of the use of this technology. And yes, this technology is NASA's technology. They use this to communicate, to read the vitals of astronauts when they are long distance in space. They're not, but yet they consented. They knew what the technology was. They knew how it would be used. It was used in the right way. That's not what was done to me. That's not, this shit was fucking snuck in my body during a goddamn hysterectomy. And then it was used on me in public areas and in private areas to hurt me, molest me, and rape me. That is just not the same. Regardless of the technology being the same, the way it was used on me was not the same. And they wasn't even using it as ASL and Morse code. They figured that shit out after they put it in my fucking body in 2015. They figured it out after they put it in my body. Those idiots, those evil motherfuckers were not using it that way. That's not what they were trying to do with it. So anywho, I didn't quite get around. I tried my best not as upset as I am right now, to calmly explain some of these things to my daughter, who was confronting me in anger and trying to understand why her life has gone the way it's gone. And yet she is innocent. This is not her fault. She has every right to be angry. She has every right to question me. She has every right. My only wish is that I wish that she understood. I wish that she knew that I loved her. That is really it. I'm not even mad about her asking me all this stuff. I'm not mad at her about anything. I just want her to know that I do love her. I want her to know that I have walked through fire for her. And I even told her about when I used to drive past, like, I used to try to save money not getting on the turnpike. I had a court order from my ex-husband I had to take my kids to Philly every month. And this is after I had this implant put in my body. Every month, drive 600 miles, 300 miles up, 300 miles back. They had no problem allowing me to drive up and back 600 miles every month, all the way up until COVID. So from 2015 to 2020, I drove every single month to Philly, back and forth with this implant in my body. And so sometimes money was tight, and I used to try to save money by not getting on the turnpike. And so I learned all these other ways to get to Philly without getting on the turnpike so I could save money on tolls. And one of those ways was driving on Route 30 past Flight 93. And when I used to get up to the point where I would drive past Flight 93, soon as I got in that area, I would get all kinds of stuff. I would get choked. I would get stabbed. I would get burned. I would get my ligaments twisted. I would get digi jabbed in my rectum every time I got in that area and I drove past Flight 93. I would get the shits beat out of me. I did recordings about it. I would get hurt so bad, and I had my kids in the car. And one time I got digi raped all the way from driving past Flight 93 all the way into Greentree. Like, what the fuck? This is what these motherfuckers have been doing with this technology. But I ignored it. I fucking ignored it with my kids in the car. I fucking ignored it. Fucking ignored it. These fuckers was hurting me with this shit. They was hurting me with this shit. One time when I was at my mother's house, right before I was supposed to leave, I was sitting in the living room. We were talking. All of a sudden, I started to get digi jabbed in my rectum. I got digi jabbed in my rectum leaving my mother's house all the way until I got to Harrisburg with my kids in the car. I got attacked in the tunnel on 76 when a truck was next to me. I got fucking attacked. I did a recording about that. These motherfuckers have been hurting me with this tech forever. Because they learned more about it after they snuck it in my body and tested it on me. And then they wanted their shit back. They wanted the Henrietta Lacks George Floyd autopsy. They wanted the George Floyd autopsy and the Henrietta Lacks research. And then they wanted to be able to tell the whole world that I was crazy and that I had mental problems, and never tell them about the fact that they put this fucking shit in my body and been testing it on me for 7 years. But see, I try to clean shit up. I try to clean shit up by trying to in my process of trying to clean it up for them, and them then adopting, taking the narrative, stealing the narrative of me trying to figure out how to overcome, how to survive. Cause it's like do or die, bitch. It's like, that's where I was at. I was in a corner where it was do or die, bitch. And yes, I'm using the word bitch because I feel like trying to regulate my vagina and my pussy, putting a chip in my body that does all these things to me. Y'all do that to dogs. Y'all do that to dogs. Y'all have shock devices for dogs. Y'all chip dogs so you know who they belong to. Y'all do that fucking shit to dogs, but you did it to a black woman. So it was do or die, bitch, right? That's the situation y'all put me in, because no one's going to believe that we snuck an implant in your body and have been hurting you all these years. No one's going to. When I did try to tell people in the beginning, the first thing they say, like they always say, if a woman even says that they've been raped, why would someone do that? I did recordings about that. That is the response I would get. Why? If someone commits a crime, like, okay, let's use something simple, right? Like, let's use something that y'all seen on television recently. Like, if someone goes into a Walgreens in California with a duffel bag on a bike and then stuffs their bag with all the materials off of the shelf and don't pay for it, and then you call the police and report it, and the police say to you, well, why would someone do that? I don't know. They fucking did it. Like, it's the, this is the part that really gets me. It's okay. Or let's say a serial killer decides to, like, you know, Summer of Sam decides to kill a bunch of women, and you find the dead body and you see the person drive off, and then you call the police and say, this man just dropped off a dead body or killed this. And then they say to you, well, why would someone do that? Like, this, I'm trying to go from the most simplest crime to the most extreme crime. Okay, so then I'm going to tell my story. I went in and I had a hysterectomy, and Dr. Fred Price put an illegal surgical implant in my body. And now when I go into stores and I go into schools, I'm getting attacked. My body vibrates. My ears ring. I get pin stabbed in my butt. I get digitally jabbed in my rectum and my vaginal area. My ligaments get twisted and my fingers get shocked. Okay, well, why would someone do that? I don't know, but he fucking did it. So, you know, it took me a while to get to this point of just boldness, just to be able to just say, because they used to all, in the beginning, when I used to try to say, I was always embarrassed about it. I was embarrassed about my claims because I did think it was crazy. I thought it was crazy. But then I said to myself, you are telling the truth and you're reporting it. And these fuckers are trying to make you feel, guilty, or trying to minimize or dismiss what you're saying. And then I said, well, yeah, that's what they do that to women that claim that they, you know, been assaulted or anything, you know, or raped or whatever. So I said, well, you, that's the psychology. And then when I would call the paralegals, the attorney's office in Pittsburgh, I even did a recording about that. One of the ladies was like, oh, after I told her what was happening to my body after I woke up from that surgery, she gonna say to me, oh, Dr. Fred Price is such a nice doctor. We know him. And it was a way to put me off. It was a way to say that we don't care that he snuck something in your body that is digitally raping and violating your pussy and your rectum, that is twisting your ligaments, pin stabbing you, choking you, and that your kids are witnessing the reaction to having those things done to you and the trauma that that's causing them. We don't care about you or your fucking kids, and we don't even care if you have a negative reaction outside around your neighbor's kids. We don't care if something happens at the schools either. We just don't fucking care, because our science and what we can learn from our science and the control and power that we can have over humans is more important than you, more important than the kids at the Valley, more important than the kids, my neighbor's kids. It's more important. Our science is more important than you. Our science and our tech is more important than our constitution. We don't have to follow the laws. We can put things in your body. We can rape you with it. We can twist your ligaments. We can violate you. We can pin stab you, choke you. We can attack you at the movie theaters. We can attack you at the supermarket. We can attack you at schools. And we don't even care if you have an adverse reaction or a negative response and snap and hurt someone else. Because you know what? We're above the law. Allegheny Health Network is above the law. Our science and our technology is above the law. And we just don't have to follow our constitution at all. And guess what? We're going to cover it up, because we're more powerful. We're more important. And we can cover all of this up. We can do it. And you know what? Y'all have been able to do that. So what the fuck does that mean for the rest of us? What does that mean for the rest of us? Okay. So yeah. Anywho, so my daughter's letter was alarming. And it was telling, and it was telling from how she saw things. And when I talk about realities, that was her reality. That was her reality at her expense for my behavior with this implant, for Allegheny's actions and West Penn Hospital's actions and Dr. Fred Price's actions and behavior by putting this implant in my body and then lying and denying us truth and restitution and having us live in poverty, 300% below poverty, and then doing things to sabotage my environment, to camouflage, to try to make it look like I'm crazy, to give cover for your fucking science project. So, yeah. I've always worked. Ask my mother. Always. I couldn't have graduated from Drexel if I didn't work there. I started off in the evening college before I started working at Drexel. I went to Drexel Evening College. And then I started working there. Okay. And then I graduated. And then I started a vending business, a legitimate vending business. That's how I met my husband, because he had a barbershop. I had a vending business. I had like 30, 31 locations in the Philadelphia, Delaware County area that I serviced every month. I knew a lot of people back then. I was very social, business to business sales. Then I started buying real estate and got my real estate license. And I was very successful at that. I had a vending business and a real estate business. Okay. And then I became a mortgage broker. Okay. And I was pretty okay at that. And then when the mortgage bust happened, when it happened for a lot of people, in 2007, I decided to get my insurance license. And I worked for a lot of different insurance companies, a lot of them. I worked for brokers. I did that for a while. And I also, in between, because with insurance, it's sales and commissions. So you get what you make. If you don't make a transaction or a sale, then you might miss a few pays. So in between that, I was a substitute teacher. I substitute taught in New Jersey, South Jersey. I substitute taught in Philly. I substitute taught in Delaware County. From 2002 all the way up until 2010. And then I went to work as a paraeducator off and on. Never had a problem in any of the schools, K through 12. I did middle school, elementary school, and I was an insurance agent all at the same time. I did it when I was pregnant. I did it when I wasn't pregnant. I never had a problem. So what the fuck, right? And then I move here and they put this shit in my body. And if anyone wants to question my psychological well-being from an adult as 18 and up all the way until my husband and I had an altercation in front of the school where I was teaching. I wasn't teaching in the school at the time. It just happened to happen in front of the school. So I was teaching at the school, but I wasn't teaching like that at that time. I think I was on my way to the school and I had my kids in the car because my kids also went to the schools in the school district. My husband hit me. He hit me. And then he had to get a, go to anger management classes, and he had to, I didn't even put in a restraining order. Some attorney, a black woman, represented me. I don't know where she came from. Maybe she was from public defense or whatever. She did it. He had to go to anger management, and there was a restraining order put against him. And I had to go to counseling and family therapy because of the trauma that my kids had witnessed. And that's why I went back to therapy. Not because I was psychologically crazy or something. I was a teacher. I was teaching. I had no problems. I went to therapy when my husband hit me and my kids were in the car. So they like to twist things and fuck things up to try to make y'all believe something that isn't true. The bottom line is my surgery, this implant was planned way before. I'm not saying it was planned that far ahead, but I'm saying they used things in my past and they have tangled it up to make y'all believe some bullshit. When they think about it, I got this implant that can do all these things to my body. remotely from a distance at will, at the speed of light. You don't think they wouldn't have planned something like that ahead of time? Like, I'm like, it's just fucking common sense. They didn't just do this shit to me on a whim. They fucking planned it and they trying to cover it up. It's just fucking getting on my nerves. And now my kids, because they struggle, you know, because my daughter was in the bathroom just the other day crying because she was afraid she was going to lose her job. But she wasn't feeling well. My daughter's lips are some. She was complaining one about, even though that wasn't the issue on that particular day. The issue on that day was she left early. We left way ahead of time for her to get to work. And then all of a sudden, she wanted to buy an outfit for her after prom. And we go to put the money on the car at the Dollar General and to rent them. And all of a sudden, my phone, well, first it said that I put in the wrong passcode. So, okay, whatever. I pulled it out because I had it written down. I then put in the right passcode. And then it tells me I still put in the wrong passcode. Okay, so no problem. I'll reset the passcode. So I go to reset the passcode. And then it tells me that the app is down and is no longer working. That somehow the app, the Spendwell app is temporarily down and out of service. So then I said, okay. So I put down my iPhone and then I go to my Android. Right. And then on my Android, the Spendwell is working, so I can download the app and it's working. But on my iPhone, it wasn't. So I thought that was weird. So I was like, OK, so I reset the passcode. But then I said, well, let me try. Now I reset the passcode. I really don't want to use my Android for this. I want to use my iPhone. So I go back to my iPhone. And then all of a sudden, me and my daughter's iPhones both stopped working. So something that should have taken only a few seconds. So somebody would say, well, why were you trying to use your app anyway? Because in order to load your card, you have to use the app to get the barcode. But I couldn't get into my account because of all these extra steps that I had to take. And then finally, when I reset the passcode and everything, then our phone stopped working. So that caused a delay in my daughter getting to her job. And so when we finally got there, someone took her party and she was upset about it because she really needed the money because she needed it because of her tips. So for her prom, and she cried, she cried about it. And her manager, who was just a man, you know, that's what managers are. I'm not really saying much about him. I'm just saying what happened. The manager said, you know, I'll give you 10 minutes. And my daughter, I guess, misunderstood that maybe, and thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my job, because she still couldn't get herself together. She was still crying and upset about it. And so she was in the bathroom, not wanting to leave the bathroom because she was afraid that she was going to lose her job. And that's just way too much pressure for a 16-year-old. And my daughter's lips turns. She's been complaining about her lips turning blue. And then on top of it, the other thing is she has chest pains and her nose used to bleed. Her nose hasn't bled recently, but now she's complaining that her lips are turning blue. So, you know, like, all I can say is I'm telling the truth about my implant and everyone else is lying. And I'm telling the truth about the way it's been used on me and everyone else is lying. And I was set up for that surgery. That surgery had to have been planned and I was set up, and now they're fucking trying to cover it up and my kids aren't really necessarily helping because it's pretty bad. My daughter's letter was pretty bad to me, but I had to look at it from her eyes, from her experiences. And I'm like, do you blame her? Can you blame her? Do you, like, my mom, she worked 31, 32 years at the post office. She loved her job. As a secretary, loved it. She was so proud to be a postal secretary, and she sent me to private school, and I had everything. So my daughter's anger and rage is fucking valid. And it's unfortunate that it's directed at me. But it is what it is. Period. And this recording is now 39 minutes and 6, 7, minutes long. And when on my Android, when I stop it, it says it's 5 minutes and 7 seconds. But I'm recording on more than one device because I feel like someone, there was something that was said somewhere. I know where it was said, but I'm not going to say. But it's time that we control the narrative. So I'm always wondering what the control of the narrative is. It's so easy to segment people's words so that people can misinterpret it or take it out of context. That's dangerous. And I pretty much know that that's probably what's been being done to me for all these years, because I never understand why why people hate me and why I'm still here 7 years later getting the shit beat out of me with an implant. And I literally feel like I feel like there's a lot of things that could be going on behind the scenes, behind my back, like, you know, taking a picture, like you could be using this technology on other people in other industries. But I always say, if you consented, if you were aware, if you know what this tech is before they put it in your body and you collaborated and you coordinated and they trained you, then we're not the same, because I didn't have a heads up. I never consented. I was never trained, and it was used on me to hurt me, to try to disrupt my day, daily activities, hoping that I have an adverse reaction. It was used to torture me. So we're just not the fucking same. And the thing is, I have learned about the pain. I felt like my only way, since I can't run from my body, since I can't escape my body and I can't run from it and I can't stop whoever keeps hurting me. And I tell people, like doctors, police, attorneys, and they do nothing to help me. Then the only obvious choice is for me to figure out a way to conquer the pain. And I kind of, in some ways, even though I'm still in a lot of pain, it hurts. So the one thing about the simplest thing that my daughter said in her letter, which was, "Mom, you are sick." She's right. I am. I'm in pain all the time, both physically and emotionally. So yeah, I am sick. But as a mom, simplifying this, when moms get sick, often they're not able to take a break. So even if I didn't have this implant, just taking it into a realm where people can relate or understand, when moms get sick, especially single moms, nothing really stops for them. When kids get sick, moms take care of the kids. When dads get sick, moms take care of the dads. When if the mom has a husband, then maybe he'll help take care of her. Maybe. But a single mom, even we don't typically get to be sick. I mean, unless it's like catastrophic where we actually get put in a hospital. Being sick in a bed with small kids, being sick is just not a thing for single moms. It's just not a fucking thing. So, yeah, my daughter said, "You are sick." Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I am. I have this thing in my body and it hurts me all the time, but I wanted to live and I wanted to survive. I wanted to be here for my kids, and my kids are kind of like, "Mom, this thing has really drained us. It's exhausted us to a point where, you know." And so now I'm at a crossroads myself, but I feel like it's drained and exhausted me. And I was trying to do the best thing that I knew how to do. And I understand exactly how they feel. Like, I understand how they feel. And that's all I can say. I understand. And I'm not angry. So now it's 42 minutes and I'm going to turn this off.